This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India is witnessing an unprecedented phase of certainty amidst great global uncertainty. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the two-day vibrant Gujarat regional conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions in Rajkot yesterday. He said, India is moving rapidly to become a developed nation with reforms playing a crucial role in achieving this objective.
Bharat mein new middle class ka daira badh raha hai, unki purchasing power badh rahi hai, aur in factors ne Bharat ko असीम संभावनाओं का देश बना दिया है। देश और दुनिया के हर निवेशक के पास इन संभावनाओं का लाभ उठाने का यही समय है, सही समय है। और वाइब्रेंट गुजरात रीजनल समिट भी आप सभी इन्वेस्टर्स को यही संदेश दे रही है, सौराष्ट्र कच्छ में निवेश का यही समय है, सही समय है।
Addressing the gathering, PM Modi said the vibrant Gujarat summit has become a strong platform for global growth, international cooperation and partnerships. Federal Chancellor of Germany, Friedrich Merz, arrived at the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad. He is on an official visit to India from 12 to 13 January at the invitation of PM Modi. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, during the Gujarat leg of his visit, Mr. Merz will pay homage to Sabarmati Ashram and later participate in the International Kite Festival, reflecting the cultural ties between the two countries. Mr. Merz will also hold delegation-level talks with PM Modi at Mahatma Mandir. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Narendra Modi government envisions India as a confident, ambitious and self-reliant nation, stressing that every state must realize its full potential to achieve this goal. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the new India, new Kerala conclave in Thiruvananthapuram yesterday. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized the need to encourage Indian languages even more on global platforms so that country's cultural heritage can connect more deeply with global humanity. Mr. Birla said this while addressing the closing ceremony of the 3rd International Conference on Indian Languages 2026, organized in New Delhi yesterday. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has arrived in Washington, D.C., United States, to participate in the critical minerals ministerial meeting today. In a social media post, he said that secure supply chains for critical minerals are essential to achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat. The government has rejected the news report which claimed that India proposes forcing smartphone manufacturers to share their source code as part of a security overhaul. The government has termed the claim as fake. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has clarified that the government of India has not proposed any measure to force smartphone manufacturers to share their source code. It has advised the people to always verify information through official sources before believing or sharing. Iran's parliament speaker Mohammad Bagher Kalibaf warned that the U.S. military and Israel would be legitimate targets if the U.S. strikes the Islamic Republic over the ongoing protests roiling the country as threatened by U.S. President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, according to a U.S.-based human rights activist news agency, the death toll in the crackdown on nationwide protests in Iran spiked to 538 people. The agency also warned the toll is likely to go up and said over 10,600 people have been detained. Cold wave conditions and dense fog are said to intensify in North India as the temperature is likely to plummet further. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very dense fog conditions over West Rajasthan and orange alert for Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Himachal Pradesh today. A yellow alert has been issued for Jammu and Kashmir, Delhi, Haryana, Saurashtra and Kutch and Bihar for next 2 days. In Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants beat Delhi Capitals by 4 runs in Navi Mumbai. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans posted 209 for the loss of 10 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Delhi Capitals were all out for 205 for 5 in 20 overs. In men's cricket, hosts India defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Vadodara, Gujarat last night. Chasing a target of 301 runs, India scored 306 for 6 in 49 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.